Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Tomorrow, I have a funeral to attend. It's for a friend. I'll call her Monica. I'm not really looking forward to it, even though it could be much worse. Monica lived a rough life and was hurt a lot, and hurt a lot of people in the process. I met her when she was finally fed up with the life she'd been living and was ready for change. And change she did. I witnessed a genuine miracle in her. She went from an angry, mean, and bitter person to sassy, funny, and caring. But the truth is, health-wise, it was just too late. The damage had been done, and her body slowly began to shut down. Spiritually, it's never too late until your heart stops beating, and she took advantage of that and began her spiritual journey. That's where I saw the miracle happen. Her heart began to soften, and she began to share with others. She began to teach others, and she began to warn others that if they don't stop drinking, they would end up with the same medical issues that she suffered from. The sad thing is, she wasn't the only one that passed away from addiction issues in 2021. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention shared data estimating over 100,000 people died from overdoses in the U.S. from April 2020 to April 2021. That's an increase of 28% up from the 78,000 deaths during the same period the year before. If that raw number is not shocking enough, here's some other ways to look at the issue. On average, one American dies of an overdose every 5 minutes. The total number is almost equal to the entire population of Humboldt County. There are several potential causes for the increased number this year. Chief among them is the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, as well as its effect on the financial, social, and mental well-being of U.S. citizens. The flourishing fentanyl crisis is not helping either, as illicit drug suppliers continue to spike their product with the often lethal synthetic opioid. When is enough going to be enough? How many more people have to die? Come on, people, this is life or death. Today is the day. If you're struggling with addiction or another life-controlling issue, get help today. Believe it or not, there is help available. People do care. If you personally are not in need of help, then thank God for that. This message is still for you. There are many people in our community who believe that those who are struggling in addiction are worthy of their effort, and they help them. I encourage you to financially support the nonprofits and other groups that are on the front lines. If you can't donate financially, then donate time as a volunteer. Get involved. It feels to me like some people have downplayed the seriousness of drugs and addiction. Don't sugarcoat it. Drugs are bad, people. Remember the old TV commercial with an egg in a frying pan? This is your brain? This is your brain on drugs? Miracles do happen. People do change. I've seen it. Please get help if you need it. And please help others that are in need. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.